نحمده صلى الله عليه وسلم وصلى الله
تبارك وتعالى ويستحضر الأوبرتونيتي يسلم من الله صلى الله عليه تبارك وتعالى and to hear about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we are fortunate, we all know that we have with us Prophet Muhammad Abdul Hamid Sahib Jamal Barakatum, who is also the principal of Darul Uloom Azadullah, and who is also the senior Khalifa Shah Prophet Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a long life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him speedy recovery. He is not very well at this present stage, so we may God Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this may be a means for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him strength, so we can all benefit from him. With regard to today's program, we'll start off by having a qira'at by our Imam Sahib, Qadi Sina Mutara Sahib, Ali Khatim, inshallah, to come forward with qira'at.
بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله إن الله سميع عليم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي.
الله ما شاء
الله. لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له.
الله ما شاء الله. سبحان
الله. ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض فأعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون.
الله ما شاء الله.
إن الذين يغضون أصواتهم عند رسول الله أولئك الذين امتحن بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السماء والطارق وما أدراك ما الطارق النجم الثاقب إن كل نفس لما فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق خلق مما انتفق يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب إنه على رجعه لقادر يوم تبلى السرائر فما له من قوة ولا ناصر والسماء ذات الرجع والأرض ذات الصدع إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالحزم إنهم يكيدون كيدا وأكيد كيدا فمهد الكافرين أمهلهم رويدا صدق الله العظيم.
Of the Quran Kareem, which really reminded us, one ponders over the meaning of the Quran Kareem, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reminds Sahaba Kiram about the etiquettes of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that when you are in the presence of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, do not show disrespect, do not hire your voice, raise your voice now in Nabi Alayhi Salam, and do not speak out of turn. Ulama explained the etiquettes and adabs, also of our ulama Kiram. Now for the next program, inshallah, I would like to call Munam Musul Haqsa, Varinda Asena. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our Hazrat Wala Arif Billah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh says when you listen to Naat Sharif, there are etiquettes and adab of listening to Naat Sharif. Saying Naat Sharif is the sunnah of Sahaba Ikram. Because Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to recite Naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the pulpit, and a special pulpit used to be placed for him. And the listening to Naat Sharif is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba Ikram. Because that Naat was listened by Rasulullah himself and the Sahaba. And then Hazrat says that when you listen to Naat Sharif, then you should all express your joy and happiness. Do not sit down seriously. And make wear a frown on your face, right? Although we've got a lot of worries and concern, no doubt, concern of Ummah, you should all have worry and this, no doubt. But this particular time, remove those worries one side and express your happiness and joy, because the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beloved of all the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his discussion is made. And Hazrat says, if you're not going to express joy and happiness, it's a problem, because there is a suspicion that you are not very happy about what Allah Ta'ala is happy about. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it in a very serious light, that this person, I have created one person, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of my makhluk, and I am proud of my makhluk, and he is being praised in front of him, and he is not even looked. And Hazrat gives example that if somebody has got one only son, he's got all the good akhlaq and quality in character and behavior. And the two persons are talking, so one is praising, other quiet is quiet about it. So he said, this father is not going to be happy about the guy who is quiet, say, this fellow doesn't like my son. That's why I have so many good praise, but he's not moved. Therefore, we should also, although my voice is not that good, but the word which I am going to recite to you, this is from our Hazrat Wala Damat Barakat. Main isliye isko intekhab kiya hai, so that our mehman khususi Hazrat Maulana Arif Billah, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab Damat Barakat, we will listen and he will be happy. In his company, I chose that we are very, very popular naat of our Hazrat Damat Barakat. And the one is Ya Subhay Madina, Ya Shami Madina. Therefore, we must make the Rosh Sharif also, please. When I was invited in Azad Wal quite long time back, and I was drinking this water and I thought of that. So I was singing some poetry, and I was standing, and in between, water was offered, and while I was standing, I just sipped the water, and thereafter I continued. Later on, one of the students of the Darul Uloom, he approached me and he says, Maulana, you drank water while you are standing. isn't it, this is not right, this is not supposed to be. So I said, forgive me, I've forgotten about it. So kabhi kabhi khada hota hai insan, then uske baad wo, I couldn't give him any reason that, why I was standing and how. So I thought, achha hua, I was thinking of standing and making Nawaz Sharif. Because you know what happened? We had eaten already before Maghrib. So when you have already eaten, Amar Hazrat ne farmaya, once I was singing to him some poetry, because always whenever I arrived, Hazrat first thing he was used to say, kuch taza taza ashar suna do. Whatever you prepare, the new composition, say, no, you must recite to me. Because he said, taza jalebi jo hoti hai, wo mazedar hoti hai. The jalebi which is a new, fresh of the oven, that's more enjoyable. So I was reciting to him, but we already eaten some meals, maybe it was lunch, and then I started singing. My voice wasn't coming out, because today also my voice is down. Now I want to try my best, level best. Hazrat must become happy. Like now we try level best, our Hazrat Maulana must be happy. But voice was not what comes with me. So Hazrat got irritated, in between. Hazrat says, kya baat hai, zor se, awaaz kyun nahi nikalte, zor se kyun nahi padh rahe ho. Main kaha, Hazrat ko asal mein kya hua, ki wo khana kha liya tha. So isliye the voice is good. So immediately Hazrat told me, तो इतना ज़्यादा क्यों ठोस लिया था? Then he said, why did you take so much in that you can't just now take to breathe properly? So Hazrat की बरकत से खाना भी खूब खा लिया और इसके बाद जो है नाज शरीफ वो माफ कर दीजिएगा, लेकिन मेरी आवाज़ की तरफ मत देखें, ये देखो कि प्रेस किसकी हो रही है, नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की प्रेस, देखो मस्तिग्नात अंदर उठ रही है. This Nawaz Sharif, our Shaykh Damat Barakatuhu, he composed it in Madina Sharif. So subhanallah, in Madina Sharif the Nawaz is composed and he sang there. What a great opportunity. We are not singing there, but inshallah, through the barakat of this Nawaz Sharif, Allah will take us there.
Inshallah.
Amen.
Ya Subhe Madina, ये शामे मदीना, ये सुबह मदीना, ये शामे मदीना, मुबारक तुझे ये कयामे मदीना, मुबारक तुझे.
مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر وہ مد نظر احترام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ بڑا لطف کہو بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ سم ٹائم وی آر اسپینڈنگ فجر ان مدینہ شریف time we are spending evening in Madina Sharif. Look what is a great blessing of our time that we are staying in Madina Sharif. Ye subah Madina, ye sham Madina, mubarak tujhe ye qiyam Madina. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہیج ہوگی نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہیج ہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ If you find the message of Madina Sharif message of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam within your heart, then definitely in your eyes, even the kingdom of this material world will lose its weight and its importance. It's fade away in your eyes, the all riches and all the kingdoms of the world, if you get the importance of the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہیج ہوگی جب آئے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ حضرت بار کا ارشاد ہے
کہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو, سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو, سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ.
Worried and concerned, there's no peace, there's no harmony, fighting is taking place, the man is enemy of man, how much zulm is taking place, nobody is at rest in peace. Hazrat says, because you are not aware where the actually our peace lies. Peace lies in the system which our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought to this world. People are not following that. That's why they're having the problem. You want to have the sukoon of the whole world, that peace and tranquility, the international tranquility only will be had if you're going to have international program of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam following.
Sukoon jahan tum کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو, سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ, مدینہ مدینہ
کہو,
مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے.
تو تھوڑا کہ نہیں
بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ.
اور مقتا ہے حضرت والا دام برکات ان کی غزل کا, نواز شریف کا,
ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے, ہو آزاد اختر
اختر عارف اللہ حکیم محمد افتر صاحب دامن برکات ہوں والا, ہی از اسپیکنگ اباؤٹ ہز اون سیلف دیٹ آئی ول آلسو ول بی فری اینڈ لبریٹڈ. دا ہول پیپل دا ورلڈ پیپل آف ورلڈ آر ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ لبرٹی اینڈ لبرٹی. حضرت از آلسو کانشیس آف لبرٹی, ہی سے لبرٹی آئی آلسو وانٹ لبرٹی, رائٹ, لبریشن, فریڈم. فریڈم فرام واٹ؟ فریڈم آف نفس اینڈ فریڈم آف دا ڈیزائر اینڈ پیشن.
ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے,
اینڈ فریڈم آف غم دو جہاں, دا وری آف دس ورلڈ اینڈ دا وری آف دا ہیئر آفٹر. اللہ واز فری می فرام, ہاؤ اللہ تعالیٰ گونا فری می فرام دس بوتھ تھنگ.
ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے, جو پا جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ.
If from the bottom of my heart I become غلام, I become slave of نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and become obedient to that system that نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم brought in the sunnat of our beloved نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, if I become really subservient to that, almighty Allah shall free me from the worries of this world and the worry of here.
ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے, جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ.
کہو
مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ, یہ شام مدینہ, یہ صبح مدینہ, یہ شام مدینہ, مبارک تجھے قیام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ, یہ شام مدینہ, مبارک قیام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے
جزاک اللہ تعالیٰ مسعود الحق صاحب فور اے بیوٹیفل ریسپیشن نعت شریف وچ ریمائنڈ آف نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Without wasting your time, I would like to call upon my spiritual mentor, my principal and my Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib to give us a talk.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عجب ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدر مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا بقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العطاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأهوال مقتحم يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام البخيل إذا ذكرت عنده فلم يصلي علي أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Before starting our talk proper, as per the command of our Sheikh Arif Billah, Rumi of our time, Mujaddid of this era, Tabriz, the second Tabriz, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Hazrat Damat Barakatum says, before every bayan, make muzakra, discuss one sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sunnats are really the life wire of this ummah. The strength, the power, the glory of this ummah will shine out when we will bring sunnats in our lives. So with regard to the importance of sunnah, the necessity, the virtues, Hazrat has said very many poems also. One of the poems which Allah in His kindness has made famous in the whole world is Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi se sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hai jannat ke raaste. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملا کے ہے سنت کے راستے. What does this mean? A person who will practice on sunnah will see he will come out in jannah. And a person who practices on sunnah will get connected with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Jannah is present whole life, qabar, etc. And jannah is the creation of Allah ta'ala. So Jannah can never compare with the being, the Zaat of Allah. Allah is the creator of Jannah. And Allah is Wahdahu La Sharif. And we will get Allah now cash, not credit, just by following on the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one great sunnat is the recitation of Salawat Durood Sharif on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qari Amir Hasan Saab Rahmatullah Ali, who was of Hardoi, once was visiting us in the Darul Uloom in Azadpur. He said, what is Islah? We talk about Islah, reformation. He says, we are not really one time also durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in that day. Each one of us think today one day has passed, Yawmul Arbiya, Wednesday. Did I read even one time durood on my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And it's Allah's command. Sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. And inshallah, as we will try and discuss, we'll see how important durood is. But and we yet the sad part is, we South Africans, we feel we are good Muslims, best Muslims in the world. Nobody like us. But ask myself, did I even read one durood on my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Qari Sahib said, we are not reading Yasin Sharif. Ask ourselves, who of us read Yasin today? And if we see the virtues, the import, all mashayikh have prescribed for their murids Yasin. And what all the mashayikh, Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, has prescribed for the ummah to read Yasin Sharif every day. We are not reading Yasin, this is Islam, read Yasin. And ask ourselves, today the day has passed, did I read Quran Sharif, half a page, one ruku? We are not reading Quran Sharif. And yet we are best Muslims. And we're not even reading. We haven't touched the Quran Sharif. How many? Ask, be sincere to ourselves. I won't ask anyone to stand up and say whether you read Quran Sharif. But it's our matter. Iqra' kitabah. Kafaa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. Your own hisab take. In front of Allah we'll have to answer. And then we are complaining, this problem in my life, that problem in our community, in the world. These are the things that sort out the problems. We are not doing the solutions, and we are making our good friend Maulana Qasim Zubair Ali, Rahmatullah Ali. On one occasion, like sometimes petrol price goes up, then common subject everywhere, what the poor are going to do, how are they going to live? So he shouldn't get involved in all. He said, okay, everyone take out 50 rand, we will give to the poor people at the garage. All keep quiet, then they don't talk. Talking is free of charge, so we talk not. This is what's going to happen, that's what's going to happen. But do something, the solution. And the deen solution, wallah, I say, is very simple. A deen of yusra. Deen is easy. But we only would make sense to us if we have big conferences and we have big halls hired out and we have workshops and we have all those things, then those things we think. Deen is simple. Just bring these simple things in our life for your personal self, for your health, your wealth, your welfare at home with your family. Just bring these things in our life. 5 times salat a day. Make our tilawat, make little bit zikr, little bit durood, etc. And see what joy you will get in your life. And see what protection Allah will give you. And see how you will progress. So this is a great sunnah, the recitation. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was commanded to read durood on himself also. So how important is not durood, salawat, but we don't read. Anyway, in this ayat kareema, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the ayat is famous, and we were discussing with Maulana Mansur sahab, Hari Yaqub sahab was there, what should we talk? And by Allah's tawfiq, send some time now, Allah gave tawfiq, we don't speak what we would like to speak. We don't speak what people would like to hear, what to make them happy, but what is necessary, what is benefit. So we were discussing that what should be the talk about. We thought it should be on Sirat, on the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Qari Sahib read in Namaz, Inna Allahu wa Malaikatu. I thought of the subject and it just strengthened me more. Da'eed, Ghaibi, then speak on the Salawat. Then Qari Sahib in his Qiraat read of Surah Hujarat, the adab and etiquette of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So I thought, let us speak on that, inshallah, Allah put benefit in it for all of us, inshallah. So this ayat kareema is a famous ayat, and the translation also everyone knows. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair, who has taught us every aspect of deeds. The Arabic grammar also Hazrat has taught us. He said the common translation that is made by people and by ulama is correct, but not complete. Because this is called in Arabic as Jumla Ismiya, a nominal sentence. And one of the qualities of a nominal sentence is it shows to continuity all the time. And the verb that is used, yusallun, is fa'al mudhari, which also shows to continuity all the time. So the proper translation is all the time. Allah Ta'ala and His Malaika are sending the salawat, durood on Nabiya Kareem. And then the amr that has come, Ya ayyuhalladheena amanu sallu. The command in Arabic is also made from fa'al mudhari, which shows continuity, so the command is also showing continuity, that you also all the time send salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallimu taslima, send it with abundance and with love and affection. Don't send durood just to complete numbers, or to read 10 times, or to read 100 times. No, with love and affection send durood. For example, your wife's name is Fatima, and you want to make love to her. And you say, I'll take her name 100 times, she'll get very happy. And you all the time half slip, Fatima, Fatima, Fatima. We're not even thinking, she'll even give you one slap. But one time tell her what love, Fatima, and see what effect it has got. So the zikr of Allah also, don't just finish numbers. Allah, 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 Allah. And say, Allah, Allah. And then see the effect. Durood, read little durood, but read it with love. And remember, Allah doesn't want to see liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. Allah wants to see quality, not quantity. It's not aktharu amala. Allah wants quality, kayfiyat. And that is this effort of the khanqa and of the sawwuf to bring quality into our ibadah. Namaz we are making, but is it with concentration and devotion? We all know the masala. If you make namaz without wudu, namaz is not made. If you make namaz without ikhlas, sincerity, how will your namaz be made? If you started namaz with wudu, and in between your wudu broke, you know your namaz is also broken. If we started our namaz, our ibadat with sincerity, but now I thought somebody is watching me, so more I'm closing my eyes or concentrating. Now you are doing it to show that person. Now your namaz is gone from the eyes of Allah. It hasn't got value. Wow. Hadrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah is written, in those days when people used to go for hajj, like from India, Pakistan, an example, from the village, far from the cities, and a person, and they should go for 12 months, 18 months hajj, take their rice, take their flour, their oil, their ghee, everything they should take work. Now the whole village should come leave the person by the tar road where he go by bus to the city. And from there they load all his goods. Half of the people will go with him, half return home. They come to the city like Lahore or Delhi, whatever. There some other people will go with him till Karachi, Bombay. Others will go home. There then, on those days, only then passport, etc. work should start. They should start learning labbaik only there. They should spend 3-4 weeks. I had the opportunity in Babu Siddiq, Musafir Khana in Bombay, where the Jamaat, Tabligh Jamaat should work on the Hajis. I also worked amongst the Hajis there, and we saw what's their condition. Anyway, and now they should go to Jeddah by boat. It should take them 7-8 days, and those water are very rough. So they had went to a tough time. And the customs in Jeddah there was worse. If you people should say that Qiyamah, it can't be worse, but they should say like that. And those officers should just take their knives and poke into their rice bags, all the rice messed up, poke into their ghee cans. And what a condition. Then by camel they should go to Makkah Sharif, 7 days. Then by camel to Madinah Sharif. And Haji Sahib was not single Haji, not double Haji, triple Haji. Such a Haji who kasoti no Haji, with so much difficulty. Then one time when a visitor came, he told his son or the worker, bring the zamzam of my third Hajj and give him. So Maulana says in one sentence, 3 Hajj he destroyed. Down the drain. Such difficult Hajj in one sentence, because he wanted to show I'm a triple Haji. So if we don't have quality in our ibadah, all life we making ibadat namaz. Like today to understand, you worked on the computer 5-6 hours, or 6 months you working. Now you worked on your article more. Now you exiting, you went to crossbox, it came save, delete. Or by mistake or intentionally you went on to delete. All your effort is deleted. So our whole life's ibadat, if there isn't ikhlas, or ikhlas there was, after 20 years we make it known, I did this, I did that, and to show people. And to know what is ikhlas, al-mura'at fi deen li-gharzin dunyawiyyin. To show a thing of deen for dunya's benefit. That is riya. So all this, we are hardly aware of what is ikhlas really. May Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Dalat Barakatum explained that a person makes every day, for example, Ishraq Namaz. By then all the people are gone, he's alone in the masjid. One day two, three people were there. So he thought that these people are going to see I'm making Ishraq Namaz, so I'm not going to make today. So he didn't make Namaz, he didn't get sawab, he didn't make Namaz, and he got guna of Riyah. He didn't make Namaz to show them I'm not making Namaz, to show people. So even not doing an Amal, they can be Riyah, not only in doing an Amal. So how important to learn all this aspect of deen. That is the department of what we call Khanka and Tasawwuf, for which we are having an Islahi in Jalsa at the end of Rabiul Awwal 8, 9 and 10 of February in the Darul Ulum in Azad, so that all our Amal can get saved. And that we can do with our Amal with quality, not just doing it for the sake of doing it, but doing it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and to have the correct qualities. See Allahu Akbar. One time, one buzurg, a great buzurg, really a wali of Allah, he had prepared for Jummah. Wore his clean clothes, ghusl, everything, he's going for Jummah Namaz. He had to cross a narrow bridge where only one person can cross. As he came to this side of the bridge, a dog was coming from that side. And at the bottom was flowing dirty, filthy water, raw sewage, urine, etc., all this dirt and filth. So he made a sign to the dog, you go down. So the dog, Allah gave him a tongue to speak. Allah has got Qudrat, yantifu, ma yasha, he can make whatever he wants to speak. So the dog spoke and he said, no, you go down. So he told, at the bottom is sewage water, dirty, and I'm going for Jummah and I finish my ghusl. So he told him, you go down. If you get dirty with the raw sewage, urine, your clothes, your legs, etc., with one lota, one jug of water, you can make it back. But if you going on top thinking that you are better than me, and I'm lower than you, and that's why I must go at the bottom, the seven oceans water of this world, it won't be able to clean your heart from the pride which you have got. And for which you will have to go to Jahannam. You won't get the fragrance of Jannah. Jannah's fragrance will go to a distance of 500 years journey out of Jannah. You won't even get that fragrance. You'll have to go to Jahannam if you die with Iman, and when you are purified of that pride of thinking that you are better than a dog. Remember, a dog is an animal and one of the lowly animals. We are not even allowed to think that we are better than even an animal. And today I think I'm better than so many people. I read Quran so nice, I make bayan, just two people praise you and there's nobody like me. How dangerous is not that? And we are drowned in pride and we're not even aware of it. What will be our position in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah? And the dog said further, I did you this ihsan favor, because last week one of my family members, a small puppy, it was very cold and it was hungry. You told somebody take it, wash it, give it food, make it warm. That's why today I did you this favor to tell you this. And because he was Allah's wali, Allah wanted to correct him. Who is going to tell us? And we just thinking all the time, nobody like me, I'm very good, there is nobody like me. What all our big amal, remember, who is an insolvent person in this ummah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person will come with lot of amal on the day of Qiyamah. And then people will claim, that is one hukukul ibad. Also, haba'am mansura. The amal will be presented, but there was no sincerity, it will fly just like dust flies away. The pride came in us that amal will be there, but it will fly away just like dust flies away. We will think I did a lot, but now I'm sitting with problems, with big, big debts on my head and nowhere to turn to. So this, how important is not this? So anyway, in this ayat-e-kareema, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that Allah is sending durood on the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the meaning of Allah is sending durood? Allah is not doing it as ibadat. Whose ibadat must Allah make? Allah is ma'bud, Allah is not abid. So the meaning, ulama have given two beautiful meanings. One is that Allah is continuously sending His rahmat. And salawat is rahmat al-khassa. Special mercies of Allah continuously on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we have to go to the Niagara Falls, Victoria Falls, they offer you a
raincoat to wear. Though the falls is so far, but the splashes, you get wet like you got wet in rain. Wallah, more than that, Allah's rahmat is coming down on Rawza-e Mubarak. And if we go here, we don't have to wear the raincoat. The raincoat of sins that we are wearing, we have to remove them. And then even if we get 2 drops of Allah's rahmat, we will see our lives change. But how many of us go for Hajj, Umrah, Kaaba Sharif? Allah's rahmat is coming down in torrents all the time. We are making tawaf, we are going to Hajar al-Aswad, we are going to Multazam, we are going in Hatim. But yet as we went, we came back because we are wearing the raincoat of sins. So Allah's rahmat is coming, but we are covering ourselves. For this reason it is we go to Ahlullah, Buzurgani Deen. They will make an effort on us and take out this raincoat of sins. Now go for Hajj and Umrah. And see one, even if you just went a 3-day transit visa, you did Makkah and Medina Sharif in the 3 days, but no raincoat of sins, you come back a wonderful person. How you feel within yourself? The closeness of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ma'rifat of Allah and the closeness of Allah. Otherwise we go without namaz, we come back without namaz. We went without beards, we came back without beards. No change in our lives because the raincoat of sin was over us. And this rahmat which is coming down, if you take this glass and you put it upside down under the Niagara Falls, Victoria Falls, not a drop of water will come in. But you put it under a tap where 1 drop perhaps in an hour is falling, slowly, slowly your glass will get full. So the glass of our heart, if it is upside down, then you are there, Rawza-e Mubarak. And this is the only ummah. What an honor for this ummah. That now, if anyone decides how to go, right in front of my Nabi, من زارني بعد وفاتي فكأنما زارني في حياتي. A person who visits me after I left this world is just like a person who visited me in my lifetime. Only this ummah has that honor that we can go and visit our Nabi exactly as is in his lifetime. And in the near the Rawza-e Mubarak, which ulama say the whole Masjid and Nabawi, wherever you read Salatu Salam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listens to it to himself. Personally he hears. The farishtas don't take it. From here the farishtas take the durood. But there personally. And according to some of our ulama, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees you also. It is just like you visiting him in his lifetime. No, the Jews can't do it, the Christians can't do it, nobody else. We, our Nabi, what an honor for us. So we can stand at a distance of 5-6 meters from our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and read salatu wasalam. But if the glass of our heart is upside down, that rahmat is coming down, but nothing will come in our glass. As we went, we come back. For that reason, go to Ahlullah Buzurgani Deen. Let them turn the glass of the heart the right way up. And you go a 3-day transit visa also. And see how your glass will overflow with them. And then see the benefits. So Allah is sending that His mercies down. The other meaning of Allah sending durood, Allah is continuously raising the position of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the ayat al-kareema was revealed, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your dhikr we have made very high. Your deen, your zaat, what to say about that? Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the sahaba the meaning of it. Then they said, Allahu wa rasuluhu adam, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came with the tafsir, and what an occasion of tafsir. We read Baydawi, Jalalain, Ibn Kathir, etc. Yes, tafsir of Allah Ta'ala, Allah made tafsir. And what a tafsir. Iza dhukirtu, dhukirta ma'iyya. That whenever I will be remembered, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've made the arrangement in the world, you will be remembered with me. 24 hours a day azans are carrying on in the world. Due to geographical differences, we are now here 8 o'clock in the South Africa, Rustenburg. Somewhere it is 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they are giving Zohar azan. Somewhere it is Fajr time now, somewhere it is Asr time. Every azan, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. That azan won't be completed without the zikr of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a child is born, azan in the right ear, takbir in the left ear. It won't be complete without Allah's Rasul zikr. When a person dies, when they close his eyelids, the correct is Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulullah. namaz, janaza, it won't be complete until Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. When we put him in the qabr, Bismillah ala millati Rasulillah. First thing in the morning we hear Fajr Azan. Again Allah's zikr, Allah's Rasul. Last thing at night we hear Isha Azan. So from morning till night, north to south, east to west, birth to death, Allah's zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. So that is, Allah is sending that good. See, imagine the value of our Nabi. This is how much Allah is remembering and made the arrangement for him to be remembered in the world. Me and you can't remember him, what one durood a day also, what one sunnah in our lives also. And don't bluff ourselves with few sunnahs, topi, beard, kurta. I'm sunnah. Those people, they're not in sunnah. We are in deen. Those people are thousands of sunnahs. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, when you go to sleep at night, try and clear your heart of malice, hatred, jealousy for any and every person. And then say, this is my sunnah. If you can, practice on my sunnah. Where are these sunnahs in our lives? Our namazes, are they according to sunnah? Check ourselves, our picking up our hands according to sunnah. No, we are not. We're not worried also. We don't check ourselves also. Am I fastening my hands according to sunnah? My ruku, my sajda, carrying on with namaz, just carrying on like a computer set on its course. But do we ever check? Go to a alim Rabbani and tell him, see my namaz, is it according to sunnah? See my wuzu, our azans are not according to sunnah. Muhiyyus Sunnah, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was so particular on all this, azans according to sunnah, iqamat according to sunnah. Most of our azans are not according to Sharia how it should be. Nobody talks about it, not the mutawallis, not the imams, nobody. Just carrying on like that, azans are carrying on. The sunnahs are important to bring. My relationship with my wife, is it a sunnah relationship? Or do I act like a tyrant ruler with my wife? Do I make her like a slave? Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what honor he gave to women. How high he placed them in their position. All these things are important. So to bring deen into our lives, the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anyway, Allah is sending all the time durood. Then the malaika are sending. What are their durood? They are continuously in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And why shouldn't it not be? If you know somebody, he's patik, krit, qari, hafiz, ali, his akhlaq is so good. If you're a human being, you can't help but praising him. The malaika know, we don't know our Nabi. What time did we take out in our life to try and know who our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What his akhlaq, what his character, who was he? Today, how sad. Our youngsters, they know every soccer player, they know every cricket player, they know who's selected and who's dropped, they know everything of that. But ask them about our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask our ladies about makeup, which brand, which kind of makeup, etc. They know all the details of that. But about sahabiyat, azwaji mutahharat, then we are lost. So, and then we are complaining Muslims are suffering in the world. We have cut ourselves off from our deen. What is necessary? Connect ourselves with our deen. With our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam at least. Nobody got ikhtilaf. He's our great honorable master, we say. But what is our relationship? So the malaika know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the marifat they have got. So they are continuously in the praises. And Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam's position, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi says, the greatest praises that came for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the Quran, inna a'atainaka al-kawthar. We have given you kawthar, khair kathir. We have given you your deen that will last till the day of Qiyamah. So, kasalli li rabbika wanhar. Make namaz for Allah Ta'ala, sacrifice for Allah Ta'ala. And your enemies who said that you will be abtar, the deen will be end, come to an end. Ibrahim alayhi salam has passed away, you got no male children. After you, your deen will also die. You will die, your deen will die. Allah showed 1400 years, there is no city in the world today where there aren't Muslims, where there aren't Muslims, and they are growing all the time. Just now, from Sri Lanka we coming, they are giving Muslims lot of problems there, because first time the statistics have shown, Muslims numbers grew from 10% to 20%. Buddhists who were 65% came down to 55%. So this is causing them great worry. In the last 25-30 years, not one Buddhist temple was built. And masjids by the hundreds are being built. And this is happening in the whole world also. And statistics for the first time, the census of the world, have shown Muslims' numbers outnumbering the Christians. Before they were lying, now they can't even maintain that lie of it. Muslims were more before also, but now they have to admit, and Muslims numbers, so Islam is growing in the world. We have a masjid, go to Leicester, go to how many places in the world, France, how many places. You think you're in a Muslim country. Full Muslim environment there. Islam, so Allah is in it. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah addressed and said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you but as a complete embodiment of mercy, not lil Muslimin, not lil Mu'mineen, not lil Salihin, lil Adameen, for all the realms of the world. Imagine Zunnun Misri, rahmatullah alayhi. He's sitting at the River Nile and he sees a very strange thing happening. He sees that a scorpion comes to the edge of the river, and just then a frog, crab, comes there also, as though he had made an appointment with a taxi to pick him up. Like that exactly they meet there. The scorpion climbs on top of that crab frog and it swims across the river to the other side. He could manage, he also went, what is this happening? It's something strange. When he came to the other side, he found that there is a person, a prince, the king's son, lying there with foam coming out from his mouth, drunk and in a terrible, pitiable condition, and a poisonous snake on him about to bite him now. The scorpion reaches exactly on time, bites the snake and draws out the poison from the snake. So he turns to Allah, Ya Allah, ye kaun sa majra, kya ho raha hai? Allah puts in his heart, O Zunnun, if we are only the protectors of the pious, who will look after the sinners? We are Rabbul Alameen. We look after the pious also, we look after the sinners also. So our Nabi is the Nabi of Allah, who is Rabbul Alameen, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. But in my life and your life, do I show Rahmat to my wife? What's my treatment of my wife? Do I show any mercy to my workers? Hot summer days, we say, very hot. But do I have some mercy on my workers on these hot summer days? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmatul lil alameen. When his position is Allah, Allama Busayri rahmatullah alayhi says, فَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ فِي خَلْقٍ وَفِي خُلُقٍ وَلَمْ يُدَانُوهُ فِي عِلْمٍ وَلَا كَرَمٍ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam surpassed all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam as far as knowledge is concerned, as far as his akhlaq and his character is concerned. Outward beauties, how beautiful. Hazrat Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَى قَدْتُ عَيْنِي. My eye has never seen somebody as beautiful as you. وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَى. No woman has ever given birth to somebody as handsome as you. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّعًا مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. You have been created pure of every fault. كَأَنَّكَ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. You have been made as though how you wanted to be, Allah made it. How beautiful our Nabi, outside, outward features also, and inward features also, so perfect. But what did I think of my Nabi today? If I love my Nabi, whoever you love your car, you think of your car, did I lock it? I hope nobody steals my car, this, that, so I hope nobody scratches my car. You're so worried of your car, you're so worried, now and then you feel my cell phone, is it here? If you are traveling overseas, every now and then you're checking on your passport. Do we think of our Nabi? Do we think of Allah Ta'ala, Mun'ina Haqiqi? Do we think of Rahmatul Lil Alameen? Yet I'm a very good Muslim and I need no Islam. I don't need any correction in my life. What I'm doing, I'm perfect. There's nobody like me. How much unto a person who's sick and knows he's sick, he's not so sick. He'll go for treatment. But a person who's sick and doesn't know he's sick, and he thinks I'm healthy, how sick is not that person? Our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum says the Khan caste and the Allah Wala, those people and those places, jahan piyaso ko pani milta hai. Those who are thirsty get water to drink, or being piyaso ko piyas milta. And those who haven't got thirst, who don't know they are thirsty, they realize I've got thirst. Then Allah commanded the believers to send durood. So durood is a capsule in which we are saying Jazakallah to Nabi. We didn't know how to say, we should have said it wrongly, and we should have instead of, we should have to suffer. These are praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is du'as for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we didn't know. And just imagine how Allah arhamur rahim. Allah said, you send durood, so what we should have sent, Maulana, we should have said, sallaytu ala nabi, I have sent durood. O salli ala nabi, I am sending durood. But no, not one sirah you will get like that. Every day Allah told us to send durood, we say Allah, Allahumma salli, you send durood. Allah told us to do it, we say Allah, you. In other words, we were not. So we say, ya Allah, on our behalf, you send durood on our nabi. And durood, Allahu Akbar. You send one time durood, the minimum in my very limited knowledge, you get 60 benefits. You buy for R1 million and you make 60 million rand profit. Mm. And no overheads, no wages to pay, no salaries, water lights, nothing. Net profit, wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. One durood you send, Allah sends 10 duroods on you. One durood with our dirty tongue, heart, mind, Allah, subhan, pure, Allah sends 10 benefits of it. 10 your stages are raised in Jannah. 10 gunas are made maaf is 30. 10 sawabs are added to your account of good deeds is 40. And Allah sends 10 salams is 50. And 10 farishtas make dua for you. 60 benefits in just 3 seconds, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa ummi. Read any guru you want to and see what the great benefits are. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the person, in the awla al-nas bi yawm al-qiyamah, aktharuhum alayya salatu. The person who sends the most durood to on me will be the closest to me on the day of qiyamah. Everyone is given the opportunity. You don't have to be a maulana, you don't have to be a hajisa, whoever you are, male, female, learn it, not learn it, black, white, as many duroods as you read, so much you will be closer. And closer has got 3 meanings, ulama have written. Bodily you will be close. Third, secondly, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam you get. And third, the intercession and shafa'at of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Bakhilu idha dhukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayhi. The real stingy, miserly person is that person that my name is taken in front of him. As Maulana said, we can't even smile, we can't even show our happiness for Nabi. It comes in the hadith that to like the dhikr of Allah is a sign you like Allah. And if you like Allah is a sign Allah likes you. And if you dislike the dhikr of Allah is a sign you dislike Allah. And if you dislike Allah it's a sign Allah dislikes you. And his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a Allah, radiant, magnificent, glorious personality. And we can't show happiness. And happiness not only in the heart. Eh? We are chishti. Show your happiness openly and be happy about Nabi alayhi salatu. But also Allahu Akbar, remember in this very ayat, Qarisab read in the namaz, Inna Allahu wa malaikatu, then Allah warned, Inna alladhina yu'udhuna Allahu wa rasulahu. Inna alladhina yu'udhuna al-mu'mineen. Don't hurt Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So don't go beyond your limits also. And also what Qarisab read in the second rakah, anyway, so our Islah and bringing this in our lives, for that we are having a jalsa in the Darul Ulum on the 8th, 9th and 10th to bring these qualities in us. And wallah, I guarantee you, if you bring it 1 degree in your life, 100 degrees you'll see a change in your attitude, your happiness, your enjoyment of deen, etc. When let the deen come, then not the picture of deen, the reality of deen. Today I'm drinking whole life pomegranate juice. I'm happy, pomegranate juice, very good. Then I found out, oh, there's only water, only essence of pomegranate. No pomegranate, no dharam in there. Only essence of it, no benefit in there. Oh, I wasted my money whole life. I just made those people rich for selling me colored water and little tasting like this and that. So I'm thinking I got deen in my life. But I realize, oh, I haven't got deen. I only got the essence of deen, just the picture of deen. And the picture of deen is not deen. Hey, if you have a picture of a lion and you poke a knife in the eyes of that, what can is a picture? But a real lion in a zoo, but it's in a cage. A real lion in a jungle trying to interfere with that lion. And then see if you what happens to you. So when we become Muslims, who are real Muslims, not picture Muslims, furthest an effort is made that the reality of the inside qualities. See, in Darul Ulooms and Madrasas, we will learn about Deen. Who don't know five times namaz is for us? But how many of us are making five times? Who don't know to look at other woman is haram? But we are looking all the time. And then, Tabligh Jamaat, mashallah, how many people have come on to practice of Deen? Namazes have come alive. Woman I burqa, what great effort. And the reality of Deen, the essence of Deen that Allah has kept in the department of the Fanta. Bring that also in our lives and the inside quality, then see what is the enjoyment of life. See, there are so many people amongst us who we are married, but we just living together for the children's sake, and there is no love between us. There is no enjoyment. And one couple, we've got love between them. Ask them the enjoyment of marriage life. Hey, to make khidmat of one another, to serve when there is love. One is whole life we're making namaz, five, the tahajjud also, Hajj Umrah also, our 40 days also we don't miss, Hanukkah also, but no love of Allah Ta'ala. Which one another was trying to make, express it. Get that love of Allah, and then see just your faras, your basics also. But you have the love of Allah, what enjoyment? Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. So please try and come, 8, 9, Friday, Jummah, Saturday until Sunday, Zuhar, inshallah. By Allah, we trust you will benefit tremendously.
Inshallah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ey Allah, jo kaha suna qabool farmaye, baghair kahe sune, aapki qudrat e kamila hai, aap hamare deelon mein haq aur sahi baat dal de aur us par amal ki taufeeq bhi aap ata farmaye. Ey Allah, hum sab jin aur ins ko wo iman aur islam naseeb farma jisse aap khush aur raazi hote ho, usi par jeena naseeb farma, usi par marna naseeb farma, marne se pehle pehle taubatan nasuha نصیب فرمانا, اسی پر جی اوٹھنا نصیب فرمانا, اسی کے ساتھ جنت ان کے دوست میں ہم سب کو پہنچا دیں. یا اللہ, جو بھی کوئی پریشان ہو, یا اللہ پیسوں کی وجہ سے, یا اللہ بیماریوں کی وجہ سے, آپس کے اختلافات اور جھگڑوں کی وجہ سے, یا اللہ کہاں کسی کا کام نہ بننے کی وجہ, کسی طریقے سے ہم سب کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما دیں. دنیا آخرت کے تمام دولتیں ہم سب کو عطا فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله.